It is Wednesday morning and time now for trivia on 97.9 The Hill. Ryan Stutz here along with Freddie Kiker.
What's up?
You.
Sup?
You managed to get up and get out of bed this morning?
Yeah.
So did I.
And any day is a good day if you can get vertical. Daggum right. Hey, yeah. We know you're listening down there, Surplus Sid.
That's right, man. He's been listening for a lot of mornings.
I miss seeing you, man, at Elmo's.
Yeah.
Hope you're well. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a conversation with him not too long ago.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Good guy.
Appreciated seeing him and appreciated him listening.
Yeah.
And everybody who's listening this morning,
yeah,
thank you for being
folks.
With us.
Yeah. A category today, not Ring of Fire.
Uh-huh.
But river.
Ring of...
Not Ring of Fire, but river.
River of...
Just
yeah, river.
Just, yeah, hang on. It's, it'll all make sense.
All right.
That's right.
Hope so.
Okay. Back in June of 1969, which river famously caught fire?
Oh, okay. All right. I think I got that one.
Back in June of 1969, which river famously caught fire? If you, like Ron... know the answer. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL, and you're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Let's go.
Yep.
And by the way, I can't win, so it's up to you.
Oh, exactly.
Call in right now.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, I thought you were talking about the river that caught fire. I thought it was the Hudson River.
No.
But which one was it?
The Cuyahoga.
Okay.
The Cuyahoga, the one that runs and flows into Cleveland.
Okay.
On the way to the Great Lakes.
All right.
A passing train sent a spark into the river, which ignited an oil slick atop the water, which spread to floating debris and then to the wooden trestles.
Wow.
Flames soared 5 stories high before firefighters finally put out the blaze. It actually, incredibly, only took them about a half hour to do so. But it did not do anything to aid Cleveland's industrial persona with their river catching on fire. It was not a shining moment for the city of Cleveland.
Certainly didn't help their reputation, that's
for
sure.
No, but now, of course, now...
But now Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland does rock. And the river is a beautiful sight.
Hey, thank you for that question.
Yeah.
1969, you said it was?
1969. Just a month or two before Woodstock.
Whoa. Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.